Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Another unfortunate incident that took place on West Chippewa this past weekend where two 19-year-olds were shot, one fatally, and the other one was taken to the hospital with chest wounds and was last known to be in stable condition. Just your thoughts in terms of when you heard this incident taking place and again, more safety concerns in the Chippewa District.
My first thoughts were just grave concern and really being upset for the victim and the victim's family. And, you know, this is from the intelligence that I've gotten is that these individuals were not patrons of any establishments on Chippewa. And, you know, the way I look at this is it's such a large societal problem where we have a 19-year-old who thinks it's okay or is comfortable to take a firearm and shoot someone with deadly force. And that's, you know, that is not connected to the establishments on Chippewa, but I have been in contact with B District Police, who already have a Chippewa detail out there, and who will be extending the detail further down Chippewa, past Pearl Street. And a lot of this comes down to a lot of communication where there will be, you know, highlighted law enforcement to make sure that our entertainment district is safe. And the fact is that thriving cities all around the world in the country have entertainment districts where people could come and patron and enjoy the city and enjoy nightlife and enjoy, you know, a multitude of restaurants and establishments. And so I'm working really hard to make sure that we have a safe Chippewa district. But the fact is that this is a huge social problem where a 19-year-old took a weapon and discharged it, ending someone's life. And so that person, that 19-year-old, needs to be held accountable. And we need to look within ourselves as human beings and then to see the environments that we're creating at home or in our world where we think that where individuals, especially of this young nature, commit heinous crimes and ending someone's life. And so I'm gravely concerned and upset, but I, you know, my heart and sympathies go to the devastating loss to the victims. But overall, when it comes to the safety of Chippewa, I've been working with B District Police and the establishments on the street to see what environmental factors that we can control that will prohibit, you know, in dangerous conditions, but especially when it comes to those that are under 21 who are really creating a lot of problems down there.
I know that you made mention that this wasn't the result of anyone specifically, you know, maybe going into these establishments on West Chippewa. And I know that there's been a lot of work made already to try to make that district safer. In a way, does that kind of give you some reprieve that it wasn't an incident where, you know, someone gets in trouble in one of these businesses and then that spews out into the streets and everything like that, like past incidents that resulted in stuff like the Alliance enhancing public safety in the Chippewa Entertainment that was announced back in May?
Yes, because, you know, I am the district representative of head to dealing with the Chippewa art with the Marcello shootings. And so that is an incident where individuals went into the premises and discharged weapons. So clearly internal protocols of the establishment somehow allowed individuals with weapons on them into the facility. But the establishments in this case on Chippewa did not allow any of those individuals in. And so, you know, as we've stated with the Alliance before, you know, we're not giving up on an entertainment district. And, you know, I'm not going to allow the Chippewa district to be the red light district it was in the 70s and 80s and 90s. And the fact is that there's establishments that are stepping up. City Hall is stepping up. B District is stepping up because we deserve as a city to have safe entertainment districts where people can patron, because oftentimes it's, you know, we believe and we make the correlation where nightlife leads to violence, but it shouldn't be that way. And this is a matter where someone that is underage, that is 19, having number one, access to a firearm, number two, targeting somebody because this was clearly targeted, and discharging a weapon that ended up in deadly force. And the whole thing is a huge social problem that's horrifying, and it's going to take every one of us to step up and handle because we can't just put this on everybody else to figure out.
What do you make of the safety initiative that was kicked off in May and is kind of carried on throughout the summer and into the fall? How do you think that has helped businesses and kind of the livelihood of West Chippewa in the months since that was announced?
I am going to defend the establishments and the bars and restaurants in Chippewa, and as well as B District Police, who have come together and have clear communication to make this footprint even larger of safety, but then make it an emphasis on to keep Chippewa safe for patrons to come down. I think that it's yielded positive results. I want to make sure and reiterate that this was a targeted shooting. And unfortunately, targeted shootings can happen anywhere. It just so happened that it appears with the intelligence that it has been reported and that is public, that clearly a dispute happened before and one individual went to go find this the victim, and the victim ended up being on Pearl in Chippewa.
And what more do you think in terms of this safety initiative that was kicked off in May, what more do you feel has been working that maybe is going to be extended or has already been extended? What is working and maybe what needs some revisiting or just looking at fine-tuning those sort of details?
I believe that we need to expand the footprint of the Chippewa detail. And then as we expand the footprint and where it goes down to West Chippewa, and then ultimately we need to have even in more enhanced communication with the Buffalo Police Department, where we know establishments during holidays and special events will bring and draw a large density of people down there. And as we know, with a large density of people, more issues can happen. And so I think that better communication, a larger footprint, and ultimately better patrolling of these areas, in the sense of that, you know, we need to get firm. You know, we have a youth problem down in Chippewa where those that are under age of 21 are coming down, not consuming alcohol in the establishment. Sometimes that they're consuming it beforehand or consuming it in their cars. And we need to, I know it sounds archaic and I'm going to get pushback, but we need to patrol the areas where we can't allow you to walk around and menace and create issues that spill out into the street and create an unsafe environment for everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.